Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Joanne Krulatz. State lawmakers proposed legislation that would take away the ability of the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade and Consumer Protection to raise fees on animal markets, dealers, and truckers. Farmer and State Representative Tranel says DATCAP's proposed fees go up as much as 1,700%, calling that unreasonable and unsustainable. The Cuba City Republican says feedback has been loud and overwhelming, and that all of those fees are going to get passed on to producers. Tranel says putting the current fees into the state statutes would mean unelected bureaucrats could not increase them using administrative rules. He notes the state Supreme Court recently took away the legislature's power to oversee agency rules, but the legislature can take a vote and say whether or not they think this is an appropriate time to increase fees by this astronomical amount. Tranel notes the fees come on top of President Donald Trump's plan to buy beef from Argentina, which adds more uncertainty to the market. He's had discussions with Ag Secretary Randy Romanski and is hopeful a more reasonable solution can be reached. A La Nina climate pattern could mean a return to what feels like a normal Wisconsin winter this year. UW-Madison professor Jonathan Martin says because we've had such a mild winters in recent years, that even a mild La Nina might seem like a more severe stretch of winter weather. Martin says the La Nina also has a lot of unpredictability, but we should still expect stretches with very cold temps and more wet weather. Martin says we could experience the effects of the La Nina into March. Help Wisconsin bats during International Bat Week. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is encouraging you to attend a local educational bat event and find out how you can help the species. Of the 8 bat species found in Wisconsin, the big brown bat, little brown bat, northern long-eared bat, and tricolored bat are threatened. The decline of bats in Wisconsin is primarily due to white nose syndrome, a disease caused by a fungus that attacks the bare skin of bats during hibernation each winter. Head to the DNR's website for more information and to find an event near you. Healthcare providers are trying a new tactic to promote the healing effects of nature. They're actually writing prescriptions for it. Time in nature can lower blood pressure and reduce at least the perception of stress. Doctors recommending time outdoors isn't new, but hundreds of them over the last decade have taken to issuing formal prescriptions in hopes of getting people to follow through. Park RX America helps providers set up nature prescriptions. They say nearly 2,000 healthcare providers are registered with them and have issued more than 7,000 nature prescriptions since 2019. With the changing season comes increased activity from deer and a greater risk for car versus deer crashes. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation, Division of Wisconsin State Patrol, urges drivers to stay alert with more deer on the move during the fall rut or mating season. This is the time of year when we typically see the most crashes involving deer, said Wisconsin State Patrol Superintendent Tim Carnahan. As the hours of daylight become shorter and more deer are crossing the highways, drivers should be especially cautious and scan the road ahead to prevent dangerous crashes. There were more than 17,000 crashes involving deer in Wisconsin in 2024, killing 9 people and injuring 707. More than one-third of those crashes happened in October and November. To avoid hitting a deer, remember, deer are unpredictable and may suddenly freeze or change directions. Drive at a safe speed, eliminate distractions, and make sure everyone is buckled up. Crash injuries are less severe or can be avoided when everyone wears a seatbelt. Carefully scan the road ahead. If one deer crosses, watch for more. If you see a deer, honk your horn to encourage them to move away from the road. If you cannot avoid hitting a deer with your vehicle, brake firmly and stay in your lane. Avoid sudden swerving, which can result in a loss of control and a more serious crash. Most deer crashes happen in the early morning and evening hours. Be sure to use your headlights as daylight transitions to dusk and deer become more difficult to see. Motorcyclists are at greater risk of injury in a crash involving deer. Of the deer crashes in 2024, 221 involved a motorcycle, resulting in 7 fatalities and 87 serious injuries. 42% of all motorcycle deer crashes result in a fatality or serious injury, compared to less than 0.1% chance in an auto or light truck deer crash. If you can't avoid hitting a deer with your motorcycle and there is enough space to swerve around it without leaving your lane, brake and adjust course as needed. If you hit a deer, get your vehicle safely off the road as soon as possible. If someone is hurt or the deer is in the active portion of the road, call 911. If no one is hurt and your vehicle and the deer are off the road, contact local law enforcement. Stay buckled up inside your vehicle and wait for help. Getting out of your vehicle and walking along a road is always dangerous. And never attempt to move an injured deer. With the high cost of medical and hospital expenses, it is good to have health care coverage. Military veterans are able to have good coverage with a VA health care plan. It can be used at VA facilities like the Madison VA Medical Center, and it is beneficial to have. Karen Nock is the Veterans Service Officer at the Richland County Veterans Services Office.
We have veterans that come in and they say, well, I'm enrolled in TRICARE. Or, oh no, my wife has really good health insurance, so I don't need the VA. Well, there's benefits that you can get just from being enrolled. That is one of the best parts about the VA, is you can use it as much or as little as you want. So we have veterans that go down there 4 times a month. And we have veterans that go down there once every 2 years for a physical. You can use it as much or as little as you want. But if something were to happen and the veteran were to pass away, there's additional benefits that the family could be eligible for, such as a funeral bill reimbursement, just because that veteran is enrolled, even if they never use the VA.
If a veteran with a VA medical plan wants to continue seeing a local physician, they could be accommodated.
A lot of people say, well, I don't want to drive to Madison. I don't want to drive to Madison. I want to stay at my local doctor. Well, we're rural veterans, and so we're eligible for something that's called the community care. And what that does is the VA understands that the distance is going to be a hardship for veterans, and so they allow veterans to see their local doctors, and the VA will pay for it, just from being enrolled in VA healthcare.
Knox says that if veterans have a health insurance policy, they can still use the VA healthcare plan.
The VA is not a health insurance policy, it's healthcare. So usually Medicare and VA work very well together. And then as far as like other insurance policies, if they have co-pays for like a prescription or something like that, the VA has been pretty good. I have heard very, very few complaints. They work very well with insurance policies.
Some veterans may qualify for other coverage as well.
If you're 100% service-connected disabled, then there is dental. Vision, audio, those are included. But Delta Dental offers policies for veterans specifically. They give an additional discount if you're interested in one of their policies.
Karen Nock urges military veterans to apply for a VA healthcare plan.
Even if you don't think you'll ever use it, still, it's there in case something happens. What happens when your wife retires? It's always, you know, sooner the better, obviously. I meet so many veterans that are in their 80s and they'll say, man, I should have done this 50 years ago. And I say, yes, you should have.
If you would like to discuss or apply for VA health care as well as other veterans' benefits, you can contact the Richland County Veterans Services Office and set up an appointment by calling 608-647-6101. The office is located on the second floor of the Richland County Courthouse Building at 181 West Seminary Street in Richland Center. Hours are 8:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday. The Richland Hospital and Clinics is pleased to announce Dr. Claire Fletcher, Family Medicine and Obstetrics, will begin work in January at the Richland Center location. Her attention to all patients in every age and stage of life, including the comprehensive care for women from preconception, pregnancy, delivery, and the health of the newborn, offers the community a choice for long-term care. She's also thrilled to be located in this area. Brian Pulse, Vice President of Clinic Services, said, quote, Dr. Fletcher brings a rare combination of clinical excellence, warmth, and a deep commitment to community-focused care. Her training in both family medicine and obstetrics, along with her passion for caring for patients across all life stages, made her an outstanding fit for our team and our community, end quote. Fletcher comes most recently from Glacial Ridge Health System in Glenwood, Minnesota, where she practiced family medicine and obstetrics since 2022. She earned her medical degree from University of Kentucky College of Medicine in 2018 before completing her residency and later family medicine obstetrics fellowship at Seymour Community Health Center in Marysville, Washington. Dr. Fletcher will begin seeing patients in January. Call 608-647-6321 now to schedule your appointment. Richland Center High School choirs will present a fall concert Tuesday at 7:30 in the high school auditorium. There are 30 freshman singers this year and 86 upperclassmen. The evening will include a mixture of old standards and new treasures. Cost of admission is $5.